Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.
Now, here's how you get going. Get the noodle moving. Get the brain waves circulating, good vibrations, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play a game called Olympic Team or Porn Star.
Oh, jeez.
I might be sitting next to a porn star.
Because we started seeing the name of a couple of the Olympians, and my goodness, they are American heroes. They're heroes of their home countries.
Yeah.
They're amazingly talented.
Absolutely.
They spend their whole life training to do these things. I don't have the wherewithal, the skill, the technique, the courage, the brain, the body, the physique. I don't have any of these things. And they do. Having said that, some of them have pretty funny names. And I said, that guy sounds like a porn star.
Okay.
And it gave us the idea to put together this little... Anyway, you get how it. So, Sonny Leon, adult film star or Olympian?
Sonny Leon. I'm going to say Olympian.
That is an adult film star.
Okay. Is that a man or a woman?
This is the guy that inspired the whole thing, Rico Roman.
I'm going to guess it's an Olympian.
That is an Olympian.
I would have said porn star if you didn't.
He's on the sled hockey team.
Okay. That's a great name. My name is Rico.
Sasha Gray, porn star, Olympian.
That's a porn star. I know who that is.
That is a porn star. Why do you know who that is?
I don't know. I just know that name. I don't know.
Wow. That was surprising.
Sorry.
Danny Daniels.
Porn star?
That is a porn star. Bryce Bennett.
Porn star.
Nope. Alpine skier, Olympian.
All right. That's a great name.
Riley Reed.
That sounds like a porn star name.
That is a porn star.
Okay.
By the way, all of these also sound like weekend disc jockey names.
Yeah, a little bit.
All of them sound like they would be Sunday afternoon DJs.
None of them are as dirty as I thought they were going to be.
Brittany Bowe. Olympian
gotta,
porn star.
That's got to be a porn star.
Nope, that's an Olympian. She's
really?
A speed skater, yeah.
Okay.
Evan Bates.
Porn star.
Nope, Olympian.
Dang it.
Figure skater. How about Oxiana Masters?
Oh, Olympian.
That is an Olympian. Okay. She's a para skier.
Okay.
August Ames.
Do you say Ames?
August Ames.
Oh, okay, just making sure. I'm going Olympian.
That is an adult film star.
Okay.
Evan Stone.
That's a porn star.
That is a porn star.
Who looks like the Patriots logo.
And you have a t-shirt with his face on it, which is... Also a fan of Sasha Gray. We learned that about you this morning, too. It's terrific. It's Robbie and Rochelle, 107.1 The Boss. Vinny off again today on a little family leave.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Wednesday morning, February the 9th, 2022. It's hump day.
That was just all right. That makes me miss Vinny.
Can't do it like he does it.
You can't even try?
No, I don't want to do anything like he does it. I'd be ripping him off.
Okay. He's ripping the guy off from the commercial. You realize that, right?
Oh,
the hump day commercial. That's where he got it from.
The camel, right?
Yes, he did not originate hump day.
Mike. I'll do that part.
Right.
Hump day. Better?
Yeah, that was a little better.
All right. Every Wednesday morning, we write down a couple of thoughts, stream of consciousness before we walk in here. And then we just see what transpires. A little something to get us over the hump closer to the weekend. We call it pre-coffee thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I've now had a cup of coffee, but prior to having the cup of coffee, we wrote some of these down.
Right.
And then it's also kind of fun to guess which one of us might have said this.
Mm-hmm.
Making a typo in an online argument is the equivalent of your voice cracking during a verbal argument. Yeah, that's true.
It is true.
Screw you!
It doesn't have the same effect.
When you walk into a 7-Eleven, you wouldn't think it's an $18 billion company, but it is. Now, why would you not think that? They sell an awful lot of Slurpees.
I guess. It's just a convenience store, though.
You know what's funny is you go to some of the... you think of Starbucks as kind of being high-test coffee.
Like top tier, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the coffee just about everywhere else is about the same price.
Yeah, it really is.
Even though I would argue if you are a coffee connoisseur, Starbucks is pretty darn good coffee. You know what I'm saying?
Wawa's pretty good, too.
Wawa's also
lie.
Good, yeah.
That little counter there with all the milk, it's a lot of fun.
But you go into 7-Eleven, you're going to pay the same price for coffee anyway.
That's true.
At some point in life, there was a stranger who got disappointed by how your voice sounded when you started talking. Listen, no one knows that better than DJs, okay?
Yes.
You're not what I thought you would look like. Can you imagine going up to somebody and saying that? I never imagined you'd look like that.
I've had someone say that to me. I've had that happen. I didn't think you look like that. I'm like, really? Why?
What's very strange is we've had people recognize our voices out in public.
Yeah, that is weird.
Which is kind of a strange
thing. So strange when that happens.
Because what's fun about this job is that it gives us some degree of celebrity and some degree of anonymity. I mean, people...
I don't know if I'd say celebrity, but yeah,
well,
sure.
we do get to perform in a public forum.
Yeah.
And I always think about this. Like 250,000 people listening to the radio. That's more than any stadium.
Yeah,
take that, John Bon Jovi.
Okay.
But on the other hand...
Right. Simmer down now.
Well, is that not true? When he plays a stadium, it's like maybe 70,000 people?
I guess.
So it's kind of a neat thing that we get to do that. But also, nobody knows who we are. Nobody sees us. We can go about our business. But occasionally, especially if you and I are bickering about something, we have had people come up to us and go, are you those people from the radio?
Yeah.
You sound like that couple from the radio. It's true. It's a strange thing.
It's very weird.
And then you just want to go, don't let them see that.
No. That happened at the grocery store not too long ago. Do you remember? We were at ShopRite, actually, and they messed just they're like, I thought it was you, but I didn't want to say anything because we were bickering about which cheese to buy.
That's
exactly what was
now they happening. Didn't come up to us, but they sent a message afterwards. It's the strangest thing. Just by the way, feel free to come up and say hello. We would love to meet you. Just don't overstay your welcome, okay?
Yes.
Just a hello, we like the show, and then move on. That would be fine. I will do autographs and pictures if you like,
but move on. You're so ridiculous.
The posted speed limit is the legally accepted maximum limit, but the socially accepted minimum limit.
That's true.
Yeah.
100%.
You never want to be... I get more aggravated, I think, by someone who's going slowly than someone who's whizzing past me.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't like being cut off in traffic. But if there's someone who is going 40 miles an hour in a 65.
Especially if you can't get around them. That's awful.
Most people aren't scared of being alone in the dark. They're scared of not being alone in the dark.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I suppose.
I guess that's true.
There are sidewalks in the Cars movies, but they're all cars.
Oh, yeah. So why would they need a sidewalk?
There are sidewalks in the Cars movies, but all the people are...
Cars.
Yeah, all the characters are cars. There's no actual people.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
It's a Pixar movie we're talking about here,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, why would they have sidewalks if there's no people? Nobody's walking.
A little bit spooky, huh? Don't kid yourself would be a great slogan for a family planning center.
Did Vinny send that in? That sounds like a Vinny.
You don't kid yourself, you probably haven't seen one of the Cars movies.
Oh my gosh.
Diabetes is one disease where the placebo is definitely not a sugar pill.
That's awful.
I did get these two from Vinny.
That's awful.
Because I said we really miss him and I'm upset and he's being a baby and not coming in.
Yeah.
Which is really cruel because he's having family issues.
Yes.
But where are you is likely the least used phrase in sign language.
These are all Vinny, aren't they?
Those three work.
Awful.
Okay, fine. So is this one. If you're sitting on the toilet at 11:59 and the clock strikes midnight, it's literally same crap, different day. I wasn't going to use that one, but I figured.
Oh my gosh.
All right, we got a busy show on the way today. Win it before you can buy them tickets. Go see The Who at the Garden coming up about 7:20, 7:50. It's a brand new He Said.
She Said.
We'll have another chance to see him here, see him there. The stadium tour at Citi Field in Orlando. Get you qualified for that right after 9 o'clock. And we have lined up some callers. We will do this right before 9. They say, probably wasn't a good idea. I wish I had known before I did this.
Hmm.
Is that about right?
Yeah.
All right, that's coming up later on this hour. All right, let's take a little look-see, a little gander at the old CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Fun events happening around town. Sometimes they're charity events, people trying to give back. Thank you for thinking of us and sending these in to Robbie and Rochelle, either on our page or on Facebook. The 49th Annual Atlantic City Auction and Car Show is happening this Friday, starting at 9 at the Convention Center. Attendees can browse through the corral at their leisure and strike a deal directly with the seller to take home their dream car or classic car. A Classic Car Auction on Facebook. Just search it and then find the Atlantic City event for more info on that one. It's Pitties and Pals Rescue opening a special or hosting a special charcuterie board fundraising class.
Ooh.
That's happening Friday night at 7 o'clock. You can email fundraising@pittiesandpals.com to get registered. I love me a good charcuterie.
Yeah.
We were talking yesterday about your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Who used to be kind of a slob, kind of a messy bachelor.
Yes.
And now he's moved up in the world, got a place with his long-term girlfriend, and he's serving charcuterie on a serving board.
I know. I couldn't believe it. I was so impressed.
What kind of cheeses did he have? Anything
he
good?
He had pepper jack, he had horseradish, there was cheddar, there was Munster, there was the gorgonzola. Wow, this is a good time.
We've talked about cheese a couple of times already this morning. I just find myself craving it. On Jenks Boardwalk, there's a big job fair. That's happening March 13th from noon to 3, but you can sign up now by going to jenkinsons.com/joinourteam to get the details and to pre-register. Ages 14 and up, 400-plus part-time and full-time jobs available for the summertime season, which is kind of exciting.
Yeah.
You can also keep track of exactly where the boss is on tour. We're going to be on the move this weekend. Go to 1071theboss.com and click events anytime. There's just a couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning. It's Robbie and Rochelle, intern Vinny, out again today. There's something on Netflix called the Tinder Swindler Show. I have not seen this. What is it?
Tinder Swindler.
Oh, Tinder Swindler.
Yeah.
I have not seen this show, but it is the number one trending show on Netflix for about a week or so here. And it's about a guy who uses Tinder to meet women and tries to steal their money.
Swindles them.
Right. So it's kind of like a non-funny version of that Steve Martin movie. Yeah. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
It's actually I watched this while I was away last weekend. It's a documentary, so it's not a series. It's a documentary, and it's about this guy, and it's a true story that he ends up finding these women and taking them on private jets and making them believe that he's actually the son of a diamond billionaire.
But it's not a scripted series?
No.
So it's just a documentary.
It's a documentary, and it follows the story of these three women who actually were swindled by this billionaire. So they were, I mean, it's kind of a crazy story because you're watching.
So wait a minute, he's also a billionaire.
He's not actually a billionaire, but he plays off like he is. So he has.
And he's stealing money from actual rich women.
Well, some of them have, I mean, they have enough money to get lines of credit, but he's basically dating one and using her money to
pretend to be rich.
And to persuade another one. And then he scams all of these people.
Man, that sounds exhausting.
It's really crazy. I mean, the whole story sounds made up. Like, it sounds like it could not be real. But it's a true thing that has actually happened. This guy's free right
now. What about Joe Millionaire? Is that scripted or is that real? It's kind of the same thing,
I don't know.
Isn't it?
My guess is that part of that's probably scripted.
Well, anyway, we lined up some phone callers today because this got us thinking about you should have known better.
Yeah.
You should have seen it. It should have been plain as day before your very eyes, but it wasn't. And we have some stories. Now, these aren't necessarily people that have been swindled or anything like that, but they should have known better, just like these people are watching the show going, these women should have known better than to be swindled by this guy.
Yes.
All right, let's go to line number three.
Should have known better, but I was like 22 at the time. Saw a Western Union ad, I got this amount of money and I'm sharing with people type BS.
Wow.
So I was like, all right, cool. And I sent this person $400. Later on, clearly did not get anything back. And then I got a letter in the mail one day that was from some lawsuit for Western Union, saying that if I basically was missing money or had been scammed between this date and this date, to fill this form out, send it back, and I could basically get my money back.
Oh, okay.
I got my money back.
Oh, wow.
Well, you're very lucky.
Well, that's lucky.
I don't know, man. You might be able to reach out to somebody and get that money back.
Yeah, wow. I'll tell you, last week, I got a message on Facebook from a listener. And God bless him. I have listeners from, I worked at this country music station years ago, and these people have stuck with me on Facebook for years and years. I mean, it's going on 15 years since I did the show out there. But anyway, it's very nice that they stay in touch. And this person, I wishes happy birthday every single year. Other than that, I don't really know him, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sent a message and said, found some old pics. Here's the link. And I'm always looking for old pictures. And sometimes people take pictures at concerts.
Yes.
You don't know what they are.
Yes.
So I said, well, what the hell? I click on it. And then it wanted me to enter my Facebook password again.
So I went,
this poor lady had her.
Did you delete the message?
I didn't delete the message.
You should delete the message.
You think so?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, what difference does it make if the message is in there?
You just shouldn't have it in your mailbox because it's got the live link on it.
All right. Am I allowed to delete something? Because I don't like to do that.
Yes,
I don't like to delete anything without telling you about
it. Well, I appreciate
that. Because I don't want you to think there's any funny business going on.
I do appreciate that, but...
But of course, it goes to show you how vain I am, because I thought to myself, well, maybe this is somebody who's got a picture of me from a concert 20 years ago or something. Yeah. And I figure, well, this would be kind of cool to see.
Yeah, don't ever click on a link that someone sends you, especially if it's out of the blue. Like, that's... You should have known better, absolutely.
Well, I knew better than once it asked for my password that it was obviously
I guess, but you shouldn't click on a link in a message ever.
I think the Safari doesn't get viruses, though.
Okay.
I think just Microsoft computers get viruses. Don't they say Apple can't get a virus?
Sure.
All right. Well, I guess I shouldn't have done it.
I mean, people with an Apple, their Facebook gets hacked all the time.
All right. There's another one of those I should have known better phone calls on line one.
I should have known better. I ordered the K2 diet pills, and I was on my tablet, and the ad come up. So I ordered the pills, and they scammed me for $394, never got my money back. They never sent it to my card, never got the pills.
Wow.
So that was like an online ad that you saw then.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. I guess you better stick to the infomercials late at night, because it lets you know the 1-800 number is going to work, right?
Right.
I'm not fat. I'm just broke.
That's kind of a bummer. But who really wants to spend their money on diet pills anyway? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not even a happy purchase, per se.
It's not.
And then you get scammed. All right. Maybe we'll do this again sometime.
Okay.
Because we still got a couple lines hanging on, but we're out of time here for I Should Have Known Better. I was looking at the list of nominees for the Oscar Awards.
Oh, yes.
And I've actually seen 2 of the movies that are nominated for Best Picture.
Oh, that's not like us.
Which is kind of unusual for me. Yeah. We saw Don't Look Up.
Uh-huh.
Which is kind of about the end of the world with Leo.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Bit of a satire on how media covers things. It was okay. And then we saw part of Dune, the remake of Dune.
Yes.
There's another remake, West Side Story. That's Spielberg did that. I don't know why.
That's nominated?
But it's nominated for Best Picture.
Interesting.
Belfast, Coda were on the list. And then Nightmare Alley. I thought that was a TV show, but I guess it's a movie.
Oh, okay.
I've scrolled by that on HBO.
That's what always tends to happen with the Oscars, is that I've never usually have seen any of the major pictures that are nominated. Because I always end up going to see the stupid comedies or the kids shows. Yeah.
Clifford the Big Red Dog
exactly.
was not nominated for.
Exactly. I do know Encanto is nominated, and I've got...
Yeah, Lin-Manuel has got an Oscar nomination. I think he's... I don't want to say he's overrated, but I don't know.
What?
I mean, he's fine.
Really?
But people make such a fuss about this guy. I just don't get it.
Okay. Wow, strong words.
I mean, I think he's very talented. It's not like I'm slamming the guy or anything like that. I just...
You don't get it?
It just seems like if he's attached to it, it's like they hired Beethoven or something.
Well, I mean, because it brings in a ton of money, so it's like a big deal.
I guess it's just not my thing, but that's fine.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not. Again, it's fine, but
I'm a theater nerd, so he's like a little bit, you know, he's like up on a pedestal a little bit for me.
I don't think he's George Gershwin, for example.
Well, sure, but I mean, he's might be the George Gershwin of his day.
I don't think the songs are that good. They're not to me. They're fine, but I don't know that they're classics the way that some of those, you know, Oklahoma song. Like, you think that we don't talk about Bruno is as good as some of those classic Broadway songs?
I think that in 30 years from now that we might be, but I don't.
And as far as Disney goes, I've said this. I'm not sure that's even a great Disney song.
Wow.
I mean, even if you're not a big Disney fan, it's a small world after all. It's just as catchy.
Okay.
And I have nothing against the guy.
I know. I hear you. Okay.
I don't get it.
It's not your thing.
Also, Lady Gaga, not nominated for Best Actress for that House
really?
Of Gucci.
Really?
Because there was a big fuss at the Golden Globes about her, and now nothing at the Oscars. So.
Not, that's really strange that she was nominated for that and not an Oscar.
I think she, like Madonna, at least for a while, had not gotten enough credit for being a good actress in addition to being a good singer.
Yes.
Matter of fact, I don't know if Gaga gets enough credit for being a good singer.
She's very talented.
Because she does all that weird, you know, meat dresses and that kind of thing.
I mean, she's definitely stepped away from that, which is good. But I think the fact that she did so much of it early in her career has kind of taken away from how incredible she's. Kind of like Katy Perry, the host of she does the American Idol judge. Yeah. But she is a very talented singer. But she's so weird. Like, she comes out in all these mushroom dresses.
I don't get the impression that Madonna or Lady Gaga is a weird person. I think that they just know how to attract public attention.
Exactly.
By doing something outlandish.
But
like
you think
that,
Katy Perry is weird.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do, because I've seen her interviewed.
Yeah.
We went to one of her shows.
Yes.
When we were working at a top 40 station. She's a weirdo.
She's a little strange. That's
and again, it's not a slam.
Super
she's very
talented.
So
talented.
But she's clearly, there's something going on up there.
Maybe that's why I like her so much, because I understand.
I mean, she's friends with the guy that plays Borat. What does that tell you? You know? I mean, he seems very funny. He seems like a smart guy. He's a funny guy, but he's also a little nut. You have to be a little nuts to run around as Borat. You know what I'm saying?
That little weird bathing suit
he
had.
So there's something just a little unhinged about these people. You don't see Tom Hanks behaving like that.
No.
No?
No, I guess not. There are questions about him, too, so who knows?
What are the questions about Tom Hanks?
Vinny brought up one time
that
he
ridiculous.
Was...
Yeah, there's just like online conspiracy theories about him, but I don't believe any of that for a second.
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't either. I love Tom Hanks. You know that, but... I don't know. You never know how someone is in private.
I probably should have voted for those. Every year I say I'm going to vote for those SAG awards.
Yeah.
Because I'd love to go to an award show, but we never.
I want to go to an award show. We've talked about this.
You know what is amazing? And again, this is leave it to me to think of this, but you hear celebrities talk about meeting each other at these things, right? Uh-huh. You would think that being a multimillionaire or famous person, that there would be some sort of VIP treatment. There's just the bathroom like everybody else. And that would be my biggest.
Really?
Yeah. Because those things go on for like 4 hours.
They don't have like private bathrooms for that. They have to have private bathrooms from like the. Like if we were to go, we wouldn't be able to go to the same bathroom that like Tom Hanks went in.
Well, I don't know the answer to that. But what I also do know is that they see each other oftentimes. You know, they run into each other washing their hands or something.
I think
I've heard many celebrities tell a story about running into somebody in the bathroom. And then I think to myself, if I just sit through a 4-hour show, that would stress me out because I don't want to go and make conversation
in the
bathroom.
Well, I think like any profession, it's a small business. So every profession has that. You know, we say that all the time about ours. I think everybody has that. All the teachers, they all know each other. They're all part of an association. Yeah. So it's the same thing.
Well, I think to myself, could I be an astronaut? No, I'd have to pee the minute I got in a suit. Could I attend the Oscars? No, I'd have to go about an hour into the ceremony. This is clearly.
Yeah, it's an issue for you.
I need some adult diapers, I guess, is probably. The big takeaway here, yeah. For the second time in a week, you're getting a brand new feature. We've never done this before. We'll get to confessions in a second here.
Okay.
But we've never done this before. I was just reading an article from a friend of ours, Fred Jacobs.
Okay.
About how only 3% of kids 10 to 24 say they love the radio and have a favorite radio show.
Oh, really?
I don't know if that's true or not, but that kind of bummed me out a little bit.
Sure.
3% seems like an awfully low number. So I thought we would do our part to try and get the kids excited about the big broadcast here.
Okay.
So we've never done this before. We're going to call this Stuff to Entice the Kids.
You and I are going to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
This is not in rehearsal. I just want to point that out.
No.
So I thought this would attract the kids. Here it is, the number one most watched video in the history of TikTok.
Uh-huh.
You know that app?
Yeah.
It's called Drone Dancing. This guy has got almost 400 million views, drone dancing.
Okay.
Here it is. It's just him watching other people dance. If you can't be right, yeah. And he's in a field, and he's shaking his butt, and he's dancing. With a drone overhead taking footage of him dancing.
Okay.
So he starts off watching other people dance, then he dances himself and has a drone, almost 400 million views.
So you playing that clip and describing the clip is supposed to entice kids ages 4 to 10 to say that...
I was 10 to 24.
Oh, I'm sorry, 10 to 24, that the boss is now their favorite station because you did that?
I was thinking more our show, but sure. Yeah, it could be the whole radio station.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think that's going to work.
Not enticing?
I was not interested, but I'm not in that age group, so.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you go rogue and we don't talk about things.
Don't you agree that it would be good to try and appeal to a younger demographic here?
Not with whatever that was.
That's the most streamed video ever on TikTok.
Well, you go and stream it then, because it was not real. I couldn't see what you
were
doing.
Listen, if you're not careful, I will play Baby Shark right now, okay? I'll play the whole damn thing,
don't
too.
Don't do it.
And for hashtag mom, God, shots. Moms know all about the TikTok, okay?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So we get these, we search this hashtag and we get these every single day off social media at 720 and 920, just like this, sometimes off of TikTok.
At Crystal Unclear said, babies love to sweep everything off their tray onto the ground, yelling at everyone in sight. Kind of like angry, tiny police captains from crime shows.
I'm sorry, tiny, angry police captains.
Uh-huh, that's
okay,
what it says,
that's going to be the name of my next cover band.
At Andrea underscore tweets said, my friend's son took out the garbage for me because he noticed it was full. Looks like I do have a favorite child.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And at McKella Robs said, when grandpa asked our 4-year-old what he wants to be when he grows up, he was not expecting his answer to be a cat.
With the 300 million views, here is the second most watched ever video on TikTok. It's called Squishy the Chipmunk.
Squishy! Hey, Squishy!
That's a guy calling a chipmunk that comes and eats out of his hand. That's the whole video.
We are doomed as a society.
Appealing to the younger demographic.
Wow.
I mean, yesterday I made a joke about Guy Lombardo, so I thought I would
there you go.
Make an attempt here. We do it every morning, 7:29:20. Send one in. You might hear yours. Hashtag mom.
Confession.
It's right here. I realize this is going to sound ridiculous, but I am in a state of fear, a state of anxiety, because Rochelle let me know that prior to Valentine's Day this Monday, she has something special, a little romantic, perhaps sexy treat coming for me.
Perhaps.
And I'm stressed out about it. Now, I know that might sound ridiculous.
Why?
Because everybody would want their partner, their spouse, to want to do something for them. Mm-hmm. Heck, if you're just going out with a beautiful girl like Rochelle, you want to think that they want to do something special for you, right?
Uh-huh.
Put on a little outfit, little dress up, leave you a romantic note.
Sure.
Take you someplace. I don't like surprises. I don't like a change to my routine. Frankly, and I talk about this several times a day with my team of therapists, I don't like a loss of control.
Mm-hmm.
I like to know about my surroundings to stay calm. So that knowing that there is a surprise coming for me, I find to be very stressful. Now, you might say to yourself, well, Robbie, how is it that when you see a Christmas present or a birthday gift, mm-hmm. it's all wrapped up, you don't know what it is? How does that not freak you? Because I can see it, I can hold it, I'm in control of it, it's there.
Okay.
But this feels kind of like a jump scare, like I'm walking through a haunted house, a haunted hayride, a haunted maze.
But a Valentine's Day surprise would never be something scary.
But we don't know what's going to happen. For example, I could be just getting into bed, watching a little TV before I conk out, and all of a sudden it's sexy time. That's not going to work.
Why
or
not?
Or I could come down the stairs to go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And there you are wearing stockings. Not a good time.
No.
Or maybe I'm just hungry. Or I've just eaten. You see what I'm saying? There's so many things in my little daily routine that I don't necessarily tell you about because all of them are gross and have to do with my headspace and bodily functions that I feel as though at any moment, if something romantic is to occur to me.
Mm-hmm. You're so sweet. You're just so sweet.
This makes me a jerk, right? It does.
I don't think it makes you a jerk, but I just don't get that. I mean, I would never do something that I know that you wouldn't enjoy or like, so I don't understand why this is such a big deal.
Are you buying me the Ghostbusters DVD box set that just came out? Because that would be a great gift. That would be a great
You're
surprise.
You're such a 12-year-old. Like, I just can't. Is that what you would prefer? Would you prefer that than a Valentine's Day gift? Because, I mean, I guess I could just go hang out at the spa for the day or something and, you know.
Exactly. See, this is, and I wonder if this is something as you get older, if you're with a person longer, you just want them to do something to make themselves happy.
But this does make me happy.
Because
but
I
need a partner in order to do it.
You refuse. Not necessarily.
No, I do.
You have accessories.
I don't want the accessories. I want a partner.
You refused when we were at the mall the other day for me to buy you a purse. How many wives would die to have their husband say, I will buy you a designer purse? You want to go to the spa?
How many husbands
You want to go get yourself some Botox for Valentine's Day? Go get the injection.
How many husbands would die to have their wife, you know, hang out?
It's not that I'm opposed to that. It's just it's the surprise factor that's freaking me
but
out.
It's not a
it's
surprise.
It's the fear of the unknown.
See, I thought telling you would take out that surprise element. I just wasn't telling you exactly what I was going to do, but I did let you know that something was
coming. How
about this?
Can we compromise? Just tell me that you don't have to tell me the details, but just tell me when it's going to occur so I'm prepared.
That takes all the fun out. It was 3:00 on Tuesday. Be ready.
That would be great. If you can put a little reminder in the phone so an alarm goes off, that would be great. I would like
I'll
that very much.
I'll think about it.
I would add, by the way, despite the horrible reputation that I have, or at least used to have, I am somewhat of a prude. I am somewhat repressed. Would you not say that that's the case? Because I would.
Repressed would not be the word that I would use.
No, I think so. I'm not someone who's going to express fantasies or anything like that. I know there are some people really good about talking about these kind of things. I am not.
But do you have them?
Not really.
You don't. You have zero fantasies.
I really want that box set. I got to be honest with you.
That's your fantasy.
I'm picturing
this
myself.
This is where I'm at in life. It's the fantasy is the Ghostbusters box
set.
It
comes with a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man figure.
So you do have a fantasy. It just does not involve me.
It would look so good on my desk, I have to say. It does involve you because you could buy it for me. And then I'll give you I'll give you the credit card and you can go buy whatever you want. Everybody wins. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. I guess in that sense, I would say you are repressed. Maybe I think you've just sowed too many oats. That's the problem. There's nothing left to do.
Yeah. I'm like Elton John. I'm forever on my farewell tour.
Yes.
Thanks for staying in touch with us online, on all the socials, wherever you get your podcasts, or at 1071theboss.com. Robbie and Rochelle on Facebook. All right, a couple of things trending this morning we thought you needed to know to be in the know. We call it Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big trending stories from number five to number one. We'll start at number five today. I don't know if you noticed this, but we sometimes go backwards, sometimes forward. It's kind of the anti-countdown.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry.
Like it.
Sorry, Ryan Seacrest.
Okay.
Number five, here's a mom and her daughter. They're playing market. Now, we play this game with Grayson. He likes playing restaurant.
He does.
This is what happens when she pretends to accept a credit card to pay for the food.
Uh-oh.
Ma'am, I need a payment in order to let you leave with your groceries.
It's right here. It's right here. And it go like this. Push right in.
Ma'am, I'm sorry, your card was declined. I can't let you take the groceries.
I'm sorry.
I like that there's another kid clearly screaming for attention while they're playing credit cards.
Yeah, mom is super savage. Yeah. Like, seriously. Wow. Way to teach him young.
Mom, I love you.
Number two, or is this number four? Speaking of moms.
This is why everyone else goes in order.
Ryan Cochran Siegel won a silver medal in the men's Super G at the Olympics over there in Beijing. Mm-hmm. It's 50 years ago, almost to the day, that his mother, Barbara Cochran, won a gold at the 72 Olympics. I can never pronounce this word. How do you say it again? Google, how do you say it?
Slalom.
Slalom, that's it.
Slalom.
She was in the slalom.
I think you still said it wrong.
How do you say it again, Alexa?
Slalom.
Okay. Couldn't get that out.
That's cheating.
I mean, getting an Olympic medal is definitely a dream, so yeah, it'd be pretty cool.
You know what doesn't make sense to me, though? And mm-hmm. I don't mean this to sound mean or anything, but his mother was in the Olympics 50 years ago. How the hell old is he?
I don't know.
You figure she had to be at least a teenager, right? So
sure.
That means she's... So how old is he?
I don't know.
You'd think of athletes of being, you know, like 18
to 24. Ask your Siri. She knows it all.
Slalom.
Okay. Number three, congratulations to our buddy Bruce Willis. He now has his very own category at the Razzies.
Oh, that's not good.
This is the Golden Raspberry Awards where they award the worst performances, movies, TV. He's got eight nominations this year, all in his own category. They're all him.
That's terrible.
Specifically because he did a bunch of straight-to-video movies mm-hmm. in 2021. So sorry about that, Bruce.
Sorry, Bruce.
There he is.
Did that one win a Razzie?
No, I think that one did okay. Number four, Joe Rogan has been under fire, as you know.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
been joking about artists pulling off of Spotify because he's got his podcast on there.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw some data. He is still the number one most listened to podcaster there is.
Really?
And he's now been offered $100 million. That's the same deal he got from Spotify to move over to the Rumble, which features all right-wing podcasts.
Really?
Now, you know what's crazy to me is that, I mean, if you listen to the, yes, he's having on people that say some stuff that might not be true, probably isn't true.
Who knows?
And so people criticize him for giving these people a platform.
Right.
But suddenly that became a political thing.
I think everything becomes a political thing now.
I will say this right now. Now, we are not political. And
no.
I have said on the air, I think within the last week, that I consider myself to be dead center kind of guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
For $1 million, we will gladly move to the right wing podcasting platform,
100%.
The Rumble.
We're gone.
I'll tell you what, for 150 grand, we'll do it, okay? So you don't need to pay Joe Rogan $100 million or pay Joe Rogan $100 million. But for $150 grand, we will move our podcast over there.
Too.
We will take it off all the other podcast platforms for $150 grand.
Does it say whether or not he's going to do it?
No, word yet if he's accepting the offer.
Interesting.
So far, Spotify is behind him.
Okay.
All right. You can get our podcast there. You know what I get from Spotify for that? I get nothing. I get Bupkis. That's what I get.
Slalom.
That's right. I get Slalom.
You said it wrong.
A big old, what is it again?
Slalom.
I get a big old stack of slalom.
There you go.
From Spotify. Number five, for Valentine's Day, Little Caesars locations are offering bouquets of crazy bread.
Pizza face!
That you can send to your loved one instead of flowers.
Oh my gosh, wow.
And what says love? Like, I saw this Kirby fast food and I thought of you.
I spent $2.29. I even sprang for the side of sauce. You're welcome.
Man, if Cupid's arrow don't hit you in the butt after that. Wednesday, world-famous celebrity birthday file. The very talented Michael B. Jordan. He's 35 today. Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriend, Tom Hiddleston, celebrates today. Travis Tritt, country music star. Man, I liked his songs back in the day.
Yeah,
he's 59 today. The dad from the show The Nanny. You remember him?
Oh, yes.
Charles Shaughnessy. He is 67.
Mr. Sheffield.
I have to say, I do believe he was also a soap opera star.
Oh, really?
I think he was on Days of Our Lives years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Judith Light. She played Angela. Angela.
Oh, Angela.
From Who's the Boss? Mia Farrow. Joe Pesci.
Okay, you hear little girl, Frankie? You hear little girl, Ace? Is that a little girl?
What happened to the f***ing tough guy? Told my friend, stick it up his f***ing ass.
Carole King celebrating today. Man, that Joe Pesci quote was a lot, wasn't it?
That was a lot. You could have gone with something from like My Cousin Vinny, right?
Nope, I went with that. From Casino.
Okay.
That's the first one that came up.
I'm sure it is.
You know what else we could bring up, speaking of Mia Farrow?
What?
Is how I am convinced that that kid that works for the New York Times, Ronan Farrow, yes, son, is Frank Sinatra's son.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole theory on that, so who knows?
It's like, you know, the whole Paul McCartney is dead thing. Mm-hmm. You could fall down the rabbit hole, look at these videos and go, maybe? Could it be? You
maybe.
Know? Yeah. Maybe I'll just stick to Joe Pesci clips.
So. There you go.
And I mentioned Little Caesars. Want to support your favorite local piece of pie. It is National Pizza Day.
Ooh, yum.
So stop in and get a slice or 16 today.
It's He Said, She Said with Robbie and Rochelle.
We were talking earlier about how I'm working to make the show more friendly to young kids. Mm-hmm. Be more kid-friendly. Bring in the youth demographic.
Yeah.
So check this out today. You ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Are you sitting down?
I am.
Are you ready for this?
I am ready.
You ready for this one?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm ready.
If you had to get a tattoo of the last emoji you used on your phone, or I guess typing on your computer,
okay,
how screwed would you be? What would you be getting?
Oh.
You want to hear this again?
Yes.
So it's a tattoo. Uh-huh. You're getting a tat.
Getting a
get
tat.
Some ink.
Okay.
Of the last emoji that you used. Would you be screwed?
So I have to go to frequently used emojis, right? And
yeah.
The last one.
I don't know what the last one I used is. You might be surprised to know that I'm a fairly active emoji
you
user.
You are. You have told me don't use those words. You should use an emoji instead.
Mine was a heart.
The heart is second on mine, but mine, ironically, is a peacock.
I don't know why.
Well, I texted you a peacock just randomly.
Everybody knows why you texted it. Everybody's very clear. That tells you everything you need to know right here about how I sent a heart and you sent a peacock. Tells you everything you need to know. There's your character roles right there, okay?
Yes. That's so embarrassing.
Just think of all the emojis that there are. What are some, let's go through, what are some of your frequently used emojis?
I have the heart, I actually have both the hearts. So I have the heart and the darker red heart.
You want to know what comes up? Number one is my most frequently used, even though it wasn't the most recent one
what
I
is
used.
That?
The dish of pasta.
Sure. I have...
And then the little emoji of the cat kind of looks like our cat Rick.
Yes.
Because it's kind of white and orange like he is.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should just take a screenshot of our most frequently used and post them. Because I have the facepalm. I use that one quite a bit.
Also, this is kind of ironic because we've brought this up a couple of times today, but I have the block of Swiss cheese. I must be craving cheese.
You must be. Who did you text Swiss cheese to?
I'm not sure. I've got the newspaper.
Okay.
And I was posting something on Twitter about how boring the Olympics are this year, so I got the little gold medal thing. But
I've got the wine glass.
Yeah, wine glass is a good one. I got the palm tree.
Oh, I don't have the palm tree. I do have a flamingo. I have a flamingo. I don't know why.
I'm sure you get the squirting water.
I do. No.
Everybody knows why.
I don't.
We got the peacock. And what did I send? Hearts. Because that's the kind of guy I am.
That's true.
I'm basically Danny Tanner.
Got the fire emoji.
Yeah. Fire is one of mine as well.
There you go.
So if you were getting a tat, if you were getting ink. Now, you have some ink. I have no ink.
I do,
you
yes.
don't have a sleeve or anything like that.
No.
But you have a couple. Mm-hmm. I have none. You're getting a tattoo of the last emoji you used. What would it be of? That's your he said.
She said.
774-4444. Call us. Text us at that number. Use an emoji if you like. Or answer online. Just underway with this morning's He Said.
She Said.
We're talking emojis and tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to get ink of the last emoji that you used on your phone or online, what would you be getting an emoji of or a tattoo of?
John said the red angry emoji and a banana.
Okay.
Haley said,
I'll try not to draw any conclusions,
yeah,
by the way.
That's weird. Haley said the police officer guy.
He's got a little mustache.
Yeah, he does. And Chris said...
Do I want to know?
The eggplant, the wink face, and the tongue.
Just imagine what that would look like on your arm if you had to get a tattoo of that.
Probably pretty
And if you
funny.
Spent the money, imagine if it was a color tattoo.
Yeah.
Imagine what a clown you would look like.
Yeah.
All right, how about you? Hi there.
Sideway cry face.
So, okay, yeah, I'm picturing that
sideways
now.
Sideways cry, yeah, like laugh crying, yeah.
I'd like to ask more, but I feel like it would be rude, so I won't. But I am curious. I just want you to know. All right. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Let's go back to line three.
Unfortunately, it's a winky face.
No shame in a winky face. No shame.
No shame.
All right. Thanks for that. So you're going to get ink. You're going to get a tattoo of the last emoji that you used. Mm-hmm. More of your answers coming up, 774-4444. Call us or text us at that number, 774-4444, or do it on Facebook. More coming up. Your He Said.
She Said.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
You mentioned that the peacock emoji was the last emoji that you used. I've scrolled through, and unless I'm missing it, I assume it's under animals. I am not seeing the peacock emojis. I wonder if I'm not up to date with my emojis.
Really?
I don't think so.
You don't have the peacock?
I'm going to look again. But you
can
go in here.
Can you copy and paste the one? Because
I can see the peacock that you sent me because I used to have that happen all the time where I would be slow to update my phone and then people would send stuff. You get the little question mark because you can't see the emoji.
Just type the word peacock in and see if it comes up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let me try that.
That'll work because there's a lot of animals.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
It comes right up.
There you go.
Why don't I see it under animals?
I don't know. It's there.
I wonder what else is there. Do I have flamingo? Because you mentioned that one and I couldn't find that one. Yeah, I get the flamingo too.
The gecko. There's a puffer fish. There's a whale. There's a camel. There's all kinds of animals.
Is there a penguin?
Oh, there is a penguin.
There's a penguin. Sometimes I'm surprised by what they have and what they don't have, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, like I kind of wonder why they have some of these. Like, why?
I like the little radio they get going there.
Yeah, I use the radio quite a bit and the headphones and the mic. I mean,
there's a couple of different microphone ones.
There are. Yeah, you use one sometimes, and it's supposed to look like the slider on the board here, but to me it looks like a cross. So every time you use it, I think
I'm being all Jesus.
Yes, I'm like, what is that? That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, it's the thing on the control board for the volume.
I understand where you're going with it, but when I'm just scrolling by it, like if I were not in radio and had never seen a radio board, I would think it was a cross. That's what it looks like to me.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Well, peace be with you.
Nicole said the money bag.
Uh-huh.
Rich said a taco and the sushi.
Have we reset the question here, by the way? I don't think we have.
No, I don't think
we're in the midst of a discussion about it. If the last emoji you used was tattooed to your arm or wherever, what would that tattoo be? What would the emoji be? What would it be a tattoo of?
Yeah. Will said the sponge, the coronavirus symbol, and a woolly mammoth.
I don't think there is a corona symbol. There's a virus thing.
Yes, there is.
There's a corona one? I know there's one for virus. It looks like a little green spot, right?
Yeah, well, that must be what he's talking about, right?
I don't know.
I don't know. I've never used it. But
because I see on the news, the CNN people love to post the close-up of the little COVID virus. So is that what they're talking about?
Yeah.
I'm not typing COVID on my phone. I feel like the FBI is going to track me or something
or
if I do that.
Why?
I don't know.
You would have it and you're spreading it?
I don't know.
What does that even mean? It just looks, I think it's just supposed to be
a little
germs,
green spot,
but it
right?
does kind of look like.
Where? The green spot?
Yeah.
I've seen that before.
That's kind of like coronavirus-y.
I guess.
No, I don't know. But also we had a woolly mammoth.
Kind of looks like gack, to tell you
the
truth.
I don't know what's happening. Gack. Oh my gosh.
Line two.
This one's easy. I didn't even have to look in my phone for this because I realize I use this emoji probably on every text, but it's the winky face emoji. It's just such a good one. It goes for every kind of like emotion you're trying to say and kind of lightens the tone or makes it funny or says that you're like, I don't know. Just the winky face is my jam.
It's your jam. Okay. Well, keep this going. You can text us. You can tweet us. You can also get us on Facebook. You can call us, 774-4444. We'll still take your call.
Sure.
Doesn't mean we're going to put you on the air. you've looked at the last emoji you sent, and it was turned into a tattoo. How screwed would you be? That's your He Said.
She Said.